Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing monkey branching betrayal. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing monkey branching betrayal. So monkey branching is when someone keeps their options open whilst in a relationship. A monkey brancher will always be looking to upgrade, moving from relationship to relationship as if they were a monkey moving through the forest from branch to branch. Here are three facts about monkey branching. Number one, monkey branching and rebound relationships aren't the same thing, but can sometimes be linked. So this can sometimes be a common misconception, especially from dumpees who have been dumped by somebody and they're wondering if they was a monkey brancher or not, because it can be slightly confusing to differentiate between monkey branching and rebound relationships, because they aren't actually the same thing, but they can sometimes be linked. So as I said, monkey branching is when somebody is in a relationship but is always keeping their options open. They are always looking for the possibility of upgrading. They are always looking for the possibility to flirt with someone. They are always in that position where if they find someone they deem to be slightly better in some respect, they will happily end this relationship and move into the next. So a rebound relationship is when somebody gets into a new relationship very quickly after a relationship has ended. And hence, that's why you can see that a monkey brancher would in essence be doing a rebound in some respect, because they're ending one relationship and then moving into another. But the difference is that if somebody is in a rebound relationship, it doesn't necessarily mean they are a monkey brancher. It could just be a coincidence. Somebody could end a relationship and then quite quickly meet somebody new and then get into a relationship which is a rebound. Now, the way I differentiate between the two is because, as I said, monkey branching is when you're always keeping your options open in a relationship, and somebody who is in a rebound hasn't necessarily had that mindset. Okay, for me, a rebound relationship is when somebody gets into a new relationship very quickly, probably within the first couple of months, maybe even sooner of a relationship ending, but getting into another relationship, and it goes from 0 to 60 very, very quickly. It gets very serious, very fast, and often it will explode very quickly. And in most instances, rebound relationships end. They don't last the test of time. Now, a monkey brancher, they could be in relationships for short periods of time, maybe they could be in longer periods of time, but they're never going to be in too long a relationship. You know, you're not going to see a monkey brancher who is in a relationship for a number of years. That is not the case. They're always looking to upgrade, and hence, in general, monkey branchers will probably change relationships from every few months to possibly every year or so. That's how I would try to identify it, in my opinion. Other people's opinions might be slightly different, but a monkey brancher for me is somebody, they're always looking to upgrade, they're always keeping their options open, they don't really have a depth of feeling to the person that they're with, even though that they're happy. You know, it's just a concept that they are never fully engaged with that person. They're always looking for possibilities. And as I said, a rebound relationship does come from monkey branching, but doesn't have to come from monkey branching. If your ex ended the relationship with you And then a month later, they're in another relationship. That doesn't mean they're a monkey brancher. You know, this could be the first ever time that they have moved from one relationship to another very quickly. They might have been with you for 20 years, you know? So yeah, that's number one in this podcast, is that monkey branching and rebound relationships aren't the same thing, but can sometimes be linked. So now let's move into point number two, fact number two in today's podcast. And that is, monkey branchers don't have to be unhappy with a current relationship for them to end it. So when a monkey brancher is in a relationship, they can be very happy, okay? But it's just within their mindset that they are always looking to upgrade. And depending on the monkey brancher, they may or may not even realize that's what they're doing. Some monkey branchers do acknowledge that they are always looking for new possibilities, whereas some won't. Some won't actually believe that's what they're doing. It's just that their actions showcase that is what they're doing. Okay, so if you are in a relationship with a monkey brancher and they end the relationship and they get into a new relationship, you might be thinking, okay, they wasn't happy with me. Well, that is not actually necessarily the case with a monkey brancher, because it's not about them being unhappy with this relationship that they're in. It's just that if they believe that for whatever reason, another different person is going to be able to improve their relationship experience by 1%, by 0.5%, then they will make that jump. They will jump to the next person. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a massive problem within the relationship. There are probably going to be some aspects which, of course, that they would kind of draw upon as reason, and probably link into what they think the new person will be able to offer them. However, they don't have to be unhappy. So you could be with a monkey brancher, and if they hadn't have bumped into this other person, they would have been completely happy with you. It's just that unfortunately, they've met somebody else, they think they're going to be slightly better for them in some respect, and then they just jump. You know, they don't want to work on the relationship, they don't want to consider the fact that, you know, there needs to be loyalty, there needs to be teamwork, and that they're meeting somebody else. They shouldn't be flirting, they shouldn't be trying to build a connection whilst they're still with you. I mean, unfortunately, that is how monkey branches work. So just important to remember that monkey branches don't have to be unhappy with a current relationship for them to end it. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. So now let's get into fact number three and the final point of today's podcast, and that is that monkey branching might be a result of having an avoidant attachment style. So it's not always the case, but there is a link between monkey branching and the avoidant attachment style. So for those of you who don't know, attachment styles are regarding how we connect with our caregivers when we are very young, when we are a young child, and how this connects with how we develop into adulthood and how we behave as an adult. So this is developed via unavailable or rejection in parenting. Someone growing up in this environment might struggle with intimacy as an adult. So if you was a child, or if your ex was a child who experienced that type of parenting which was unavailable or a rejection via their parents and how they gave their love, how they treated their child, then it's possible somebody could develop an avoidant attachment style. And as an adult, they could showcase these type of behaviours. They can come across as closed off to their partner and feel uncomfortable with closeness and intimacy. With no depth of feeling, monkey branching is easier on the conscience of an avoidant. So as I said, this isn't always the case, but it's an important fact to mention that somebody who showcases monkey branching behavior could have an avoidant attachment style. And as I said at the start of this fact, at the start of this point, the attachment styles are based upon how we are treated as children by our caregivers, by our parents, or whoever is looking after us at that point in time. And in this instance, you can develop an avoidant attachment style if the parenting is showcasing a lack of love, if there is a rejection in the parenting, if the parenting is unavailable and the child feels like they're not getting that kind of love from their parents, they could grow up with an avoidant attachment style, which will mean that as an adult, when they get into a relationship, possibly with you, they will come across as closed to their partner, and they will feel uncomfortable with closeness and intimacy. And it's this type of concept which links into no real depth of feeling towards their partner, which then makes monkey branching easier on their conscience. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope these three facts about monkey branching have helped you. Maybe you have wondered what monkey branching is because you may have heard of it online or something. And I just hope that this has kind of filled in a few of those gaps. Feel free to let me know in the comments your thoughts and ask any questions. And I will drop another podcast soon.